After the opening bell, most signs pointed to a rebound from yesterday's market turmoil. In New Jersey, I'm Noelle King, and for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The big news out of China today, other than a second straight day of 7% plus losses on the Shanghai Composite Index, the Chinese Central Bank has stepped in. It has cut interest rates and freed up money to bolster its struggling economy. Dr. Christopher Balding is associate professor at Peking University's HSBC Business School in Shenzhen.
These are both very important because it seems motivated with the major fall in stock prices, designed to prop up stock prices as they've fallen so rapidly in the past few days. And also coupled with the fact that China is going through a painful bout of price deflation, companies are paying very, very high relative real interest rates to borrow money. And so interest rates do need to come down. And it was probably the fall in the stock market in the past couple of days that precipitated this.
Here's a little perspective on the Asian markets. The Nikkei in Japan closed down nearly 4% today, but the Hang Seng in Hong Kong, with larger, more established Chinese companies, rose 0.7%. Here with some analysis of where the U.S. markets are at and maybe where they're going, we have Julie Neiman. She's an analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, I'm curious, what did you hear from your clients yesterday, and what have you been telling them?
I don't want to keep anybody in suspense. This was not 2008. But the reasons we had that plunge yesterday, there was a whole laundry list of them. One of the biggest things is that trading liquidity was light. Then August is always a big vacation month for traders. Less liquidity there. What happened yesterday, though, was a combination of things. Panic, high-frequency trading, algorithmic trading. You had capitulation, which is just flat-out emotions. Everybody tossing in the towel here. All of it came together to give us three miserable days in the market.
So then we're looking at what appears to be something of a rebound so far today, although it is early. What do you predict happens today?
I think it's still too early because this has not bottomed out yet. The economic reasons are slowing economy. That's true, but it's still in fairly good shape here in the United States. Employment is still moving up. We have really good economic news here in the United States. This sell-off is an overdue sell-off from market excesses. We've been waiting for it for several years now. We've finally got it, and it's scary as all get out.
Julie Neiman is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company. Thank you.
You bet.
The waves of new real estate investment that have been rolling into some urban neighborhoods around the country recently can be absolutely dizzying for residents who have been living in those neighborhoods for generations, because many of them are used to decades of disinvestment. Wealth and Poverty reporter Chrissy Clark has the story of a young entrepreneur who's trying to navigate all of this in his own neighborhood. It's a place in Los Angeles called Highland Park.
Carlos Valdez has spent all of his 26 years in Highland Park.
I'm Highland Park for life. You know, I was born and raised.
For most of that time, his home has been the same apartment where his mother and grandfather once lived. The thing he loves most about it?
To be honest, is the parrots.
The wild parrots of Highland Park in the tree below his window.
They would sit there and it would be loud. It was annoying, but it was like, you know, you get to see them. They're really pretty because they're green. And if you get too close, they have this little orange and red thing on their face.
That apartment above the parrots is where Valdez became an entrepreneur. He loved computers, and as a teenager, he started fixing them for family friends.
You know, $10 here, $20 there. And I started seeing, you know what, I could make my own business.
5 years ago, he set up shop in a building a few blocks from his apartment. Rent was cheap, just a few $100 a month. There, he found a community of other small business owners who mentored him, helped him build his customer base.
My focus was only low income, and I could help the community out by having low prices.
But just as Valdez was establishing his business in the neighborhood was changing around him fast. Low-income families have been moving away as investors buy and rehab properties and raise rents to prices only new, wealthier residents can really afford. In fact, last August, Valdez got a letter from the landlord who owned his apartment building.
Saying, hey, you know, we decided to sell the building. We got a good offer for them. Don't worry. we're working with the new landlord to give you time to move out.
The place wasn't covered by rent control, so there weren't many options. He and his wife and two kids lived in a hotel for a few months before they landed a new apartment, smaller and more expensive, all they could find in Highland Park. Then, a few months later, he found out an investor was buying the building his computer shop was in, too.
So I was like, really? I just lost my house, now you're telling me I'm going to lose my business?
But he didn't lose his business. He found a new storefront a few miles away from Highland Park and moved there a few months ago. So far, he says, business is good. He misses his old shop, and especially his old apartment with the parrots. But he says,
I was here when it was bad, I was here when it was good, I was here when it was real bad, and I'm here when it's changing.
One way or another, he says, he wants to be Highland Park for life. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
You can see and hear more of the Wealth and Poverty team's reporting on gentrification at yorkandfig.com. I'm Noelle King with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.